Our cattle markets continue to remain very strong. I'm Keith Wenberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. Our cattle markets continue to be very strong, according to Greg with Stockman's Livestock in Yankton, South Dakota.
Good morning, Keith. Good morning, everybody. We got another good day going right here in Stockman's. Of course, a little bit lighter run for the holiday. It looks like we got about 1,500 cattle checked in for the sale. We'll sell a few way-up cows and bulls here a little bit later. Means we didn't have no sale yesterday, but I'd call the market surely steady, strong. There's no question about it.
Yeah, so what are you seeing so far with those sales?
The no implant extreme top would be the Larson cattle over there just west and north of Irene, South Dakota. 1,500-pound no implant steers, and they bring $259.75. The conventionals would see a top of about $250 with the majority of the cattle, $244 to $247.
Brad Koyma with Koyma, Koyma and Varlink, based out of Sioux Center, Iowa, said that markets continue to be strong as we've seen cash cattle prices essentially from $242 to $245 across the large portion of the Midwest.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me on again, Keith. You know, as we've talked over and over again here for what feels like over the last year, usually I kind of start with leading with a comment about cash, and I think that's significant when you have a futures market that was a very steep discount to cash, not so much anymore, but still a discount. South was pretty much 240, mostly 41 to 2. We were 245-ish last week, and I guess if I had to guess it, I would say that you're going to see a little more of this convergence between South and North. I hope it's that the South gains on the North and that the North doesn't deteriorate to the South, but there's been some stories already, some cattle being exported from the North to some of these southern plants.
With your WNAX Farm News Update brought to us today by Farmers Union Insurance, I'm Keith Wenberg.